prostitution is legal just anywhere in Mexico?
Yeah, but in one place. They can't just spread them out all over town. That one locality, and they build up bars and places like that, and little houses around, all right, as long as they keep it in one area.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they go to the doctor once a week and get health certified and all that, it's legal. It's dirty. Holy smokes. Now, every time somebody comes down here from away from here, that's the first thing they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
They take me over here. I hate it. I guess last time I'd take some cats over there, and once they get there, they're just disappointed, you know. They think they're really going to see something. It's just pure filth. Okay, next question.
Do you think it should be legal here?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Should it be legal here?
Or has there ever been any discussion about that?
Are you talking about in Texas, or are you talking about in the United States?
Well, both. Just, I guess it would...
I guess Texas some kind of funny from the rest of the country. Something. I don't... Well, you're going to get into that old argument that if you can legalize female prostitution for men, how come you can't have prostitute houses for women to go to? I got in that argument at a cocktail party one time. I don't see anything wrong with that. If you had legalized prostitution, if it was kept in one place, you know, not make it a big area with big neon signs on it, but where these girls were licensed and had to have be checked periodically, like once a week for any disease or stuff like that, and it was controlled, where you just couldn't all of a sudden show up as an independent, where you had to be licensed just like... I just don't think there'd be all that much wrong with it. I mean, it might prevent some foolishness that goes on if a guy, you know, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't. That's kind of a far-fetched statement. I'd have to think about that. But I'm just pretty broad-minded about a lot of things. If a gal wants to make her living that way and she's not hurting anybody and the guy wants to go spend his money there, we'll get it on, you know.
Mm-hmm. I guess you mentioned earlier the sort of the Baptist conservatism.
Oh, my Lord, they'd die if you talked to you. They almost had a fit over horse race. You'd come down and talk to them about having legalized prostitution, they'd probably burn the state down. Well, it's just like the gambling. There's girls that are going to do it anyway. They know they're available, and the guys, there's enough men that know where they are and how to find them that can send other people over. It's going on. So just why not make it legal and control it rather than have them running around passing stuff on that you don't want to have and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's in every town in Texas of any size at all, there's girls that you can get a hold of and, you know, there's no secret to anybody. So why not try and legalize it and control it in some way?
Say if a person had been well and suddenly here they've got some disease. You say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes were running, you say?
Caught cold.
Huh?
Caught cold.
And if it affected his voice,
sore throat, laryngitis.
He sounded a little
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
cough.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say that he's...
deaf.
And if a person, say a man's been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
sore that comes to a head, a bomb?
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that?
A bomb. A bomb is a bomb.